Izgon.
Dad, Mom says I came from an ape.
What? Is God real?
When did creation begin?
Think about everything.
And if you still don't have the answer?
Let's talk about it.
Active FM, let's talk with Lwando here and my man.
The blues man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost said that around the table.
It's a rectangular table.
Yeah. The blues man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to have a game. It's going to be short.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a game. So what we have for you this week, and we're getting more confident because some of these words we cannot even pronounce them proper. Yeah. But you know, as we do it, as we do our research and all that, we gain more confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, as we said, this is Active FM. Let's talk. We talk about things that matter, things that encourage people. You know, we talk about the word of God. We're not ashamed of Jesus. We're not deniable of who the Lord is.
Yep.
So we believe that we're going to encourage you. We're going to speak to your situation. And there's something that's greater that we're going to be speaking about, the salvation itself, you know. But it's like the gospel in history, if I can say that, the gospel, you know, being included in history.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? At the same time, we sometimes, because of the research, we learn about what was invented, stuff like that. So we're going to be looking at that. Let me test Musa.
Okay. You know? Test me.
Who invented playing cards?
Playing cards?
Yeah.
I think with playing cards, our producer sitting here, I'm joking, who invented playing cards? I don't know. I really don't know.
It's okay.
Playing cards.
It's okay.
Probably in Europe or something.
Yo, you're so wrong. It's okay. It's okay to be wrong.
What?
This is a learning moment. Musa, who invented... Because you bluesman.
So I'm
like
a bluesman.
Guitars. How many guitars first do you have?
13.
13? My man...
Yeah, I've got 13.
One in the bathroom.
One in every room.
Everywhere.
One in every room.
We visit you.
Yeah.
We visit you and then we hear this sound coming from the bathroom. And we start wondering, what's happening?
Yeah.
It makes sense why you're
coming
so good
at your own risk.
Why you're so skilled. Because you can play nice stuff. You know? It makes sense. No?
Yeah, I guess so.
We invented a guitar.
Well, who invented the guitar? It used to be like a normal thing to like a harp. It started with harps and that in the Greek. I can't say.
You wanna say David did? Because he used to play harp.
Yeah. even David. It all started there. Then they started changing like the shapes of how the harp is and all of that. And then a guy, Adolf Rickenbacker. What? Rickenbacker.
Mm-hmm.
Rickenbacker, yeah. That guy and his co-worker, George Beauchamp.
Mm.
Beauchamp. Yo. George Beauchamp. Yeah. Yeah, so both of them actually created the guitar shape.
Yeah.
And that's actually very interesting because I there is no set person who invented this thing because everyone was like making their own shapes and that, but the standard shape was made by these two fellas, which is interesting. One is a black guy and one is a white guy.
Mm.
Yeah, actually it's interesting and it was created I think it was 18 something. I'll double check now.
That makes sense. That's why the Zulus can play guitar.
Yes, 1850.
1850?
Yeah.
Okay. You can hit back with your...
Yeah, it's my turn now. You see, now you was asking me questions the whole time. So me, I'm going to ask you... it's actually A question of toys. I'm joking. Wow, who invented toys?
Are you serious?
Who invented toys?
No, man.
Okay. Who invented a gun?
A gun. A toy gun.
Now I'm talking a real gun, like a Glock 23 or... let's not get to the gun names.
Under the rulership of Taizu, he was the emperor of the Song Dynasty in China.
Oh, that I sounds proper. That. Yeah.
That sounds proper.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does.
So,
actually.
Song in the 10th century.
Yeah.
Probably in the mid of the 10th century.
Yeah.
So, there was a powder gun that was invented. And I hope I'm saying the right way. So, what they used to use this gun for was to fly a spear.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's where the whole thing came from.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And then also the research shows that before that, in the 9th century, there was another gun that was invented. Mm. But I will go with the one for 10th century.
10th century. Yeah. Okay.
Under the Emperor Taizu.
Taizu.
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. I'm hitting back.
Oh.
This one, I'm hinting. Who was the first person to come up with Coke?
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, who manufactured Coca-Cola?
Ah, nah, I'm sure we all know.
Because you like
it.
Coke.
I actually don't.
Don't?
Nah, I don't. I don't like fuzzy drinks. Like juice, I like.
When we went to KFC, what were you drinking?
Sprite.
I see.
Yeah, I got Sprite.
Like, I got you.
You took Coke, I took Sprite.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
So the guy who created the Coke you were drinking, his name is John Stith Pemberton.
Mm-hmm.
He was an American pharmacist and a Confederated States Army veteran. Yeah, that's what I can't say it, eh?
Veterian.
I struggled in school, yes. I can't say that word. I really can't say that one. Who is best known as the inventor of Coca-Cola in May 1886. Yeah. It was actually, I think it was medicine at first.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're going to hit me with it.
An hour.
Okay, let's see.
Because you asked me about Coca-Cola, let's stay in the same road. And who invented ice cream?
Ice cream?
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
When was it invented?
That's my favorite.
You love ice cream?
Yeah.
I also like ice cream, but in winter.
And it feels like summer now.
Yo, it's very hot here in South Africa, Johannesburg. Yo. Yo.
Okay, let me give you your answer.
Please do.
Jacob Fassel of Baltimore, Maryland. So it's actually a woman.
Oh.
So
with the name
now,
Jacob.
I was thinking about this because it seems like China is just taking all the glory.
It's China again.
They say previously the people that used to freeze rice and milk, stuff like that. So now they're sort of giving glory. But when you do the research, the first person that appears is that Jacob Fassel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, was the first to manufacture ice cream on a large scale. So that's what they're saying. They're not saying first time, but on a larger scale.
On the larger scale,
So that's what they're saying. Fassel brought fresh dairy products from farmers in New County, Pennsylvania, and sold them in Baltimore. And unstable demand for his dairy products often left him with a surplus of cream, which he made into ice cream. Interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah, wow.
So I think we passed, eh? We passed.
We passed. That's really clever.
Yeah. We were clever, you know,
clever.
Making other people clever. Okay, so let's just go, because we're focusing on the 10th century.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, before we hit on that, Musa, tell me more about this AI chip that they want to put in your brain, so that you'll be able to download any information that you want. Talk about it, because I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Yeah. How much memory will that thing have?
I think it's depending on the make, because you know people make something and then it becomes an upgrade and an upgrade. So I think it depends. But memory, I'm not sure. Maybe you can store 20 thoughts. I'm joking. But it's actually very interesting to say, I think. Reason being is because basically you'll be a walking computer.
Sure.
Yeah, walking computer. And it's so... It's. I don't know if I would want that. But I forget things a lot. So maybe to store memory. But I don't know. Like, you'd know anything. Like, if someone asks you a question, you can just think of an answer. And did you see Ray-Ban? Ray-Ban, yeah, it's Ray-Bans, the glasses Ray-Bans. They just created glasses, but with technology in the glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just released that. And I'm thinking, yes, so when they're Googling something, literally it's in their eye, by their eye, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it properly, but the Ray-Ban glasses are now like cool glasses. Let me say that. Basically, they've put some technology in there. And, yo, now the way the world is changing is a bit... scary. But one thing I've noticed with technology is I think now we're in the time of inventing.
Yeah.
Because now our invention after invention after invention. I mean, how many iPhones come out in 1 year? It's just invention on top of invention. But if I'm looking at also in the history of it, there was always that period of invention, invention, invention. Yeah. Then there's a pause for like a couple of 20, 25 years. And then someone creates something new, then gives another person an idea, then another inventing thing comes up again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think we're in that phase where people are just inventing like crazy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us more. Will this AI chip give you more abilities to do stuff?
Yeah, I think I'll be like Superman, you know. I'm joking. I'm joking. I think it would give more abilities.
Yeah.
In terms of intelligence, you know what I'm saying? Like your mind. But I think physically, I don't think they've got it right yet. Unless they put like they do a surgery on your bone and put like a you know, I don't know how to explain it, but I don't know. But I've seen a video online where. I don't know if it's true, but there's something that I don't believe about it. They say this guy walked and he was crippled. They put a chip in him and then he started walking and they said it's for the better life. But it looked like an advertisement, so it looked like they're just trying to push it, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know yet, but I think it's there. I think they've created this thing already. In fact, I know they've created it already. Yeah. I think it's just test runs now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that helps us, you know, and you as a listener out there. So we'll be reading more about that and we'll be talking more about that specific, you know, subject on AI chips and what can they offer you. Because we're calling our show, the topic of our show is source of abilities.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we thought that was a fascinating topic, also a subject on AI chip, you know what I'm saying? Because it all, you know, come together and makes a profound point. So there's this thing that they call hippocampus.
Hippocampus.
Yes. So it's located in the brain. In fact, in the brain's temporal lobe. And so you have four lobes. So your frontal, occipital, which I think it's the one at the back, and then you have your parietal. So you have your parietal. So the one that you have on the bottom in the middle, I hope I'm saying this in the right way. Yeah, which is your temporal lobe, and I think there that's where also you find your thymusy, and I think it also called hypothymusy, but where it's responsible for your emotions, anger, stuff like that. So in the temporal lobe, that's where you find your hippocampus. So I'm gonna read through it. It says is where episodic memories are formed and indexed for later access. Interesting. Sure. Episodic memories are autobiographical memories from specific events in our lives, like the coffee we had with a friend last week. So that was very interesting that these memories are made in that specific area or part, which is called HIPAA campus, and they are stored for even long term. You know what I'm saying? So based on the events that we have.
Yeah.
And but now thinking about, because I'm looking at this whole thing about the chimp, you know, how computers, they have their own memory, yeah. how much you can store. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
So do you think the chip memory will have more space than your natural space that you that is found in that hippocampus in the temporal lobe?
I say not even close. Not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think us humans, we choose to forget.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just see like a small, let's say in your childhood, you don't, I don't remember my childhood, but when I see something that will spike up a thought of the child, yeah. remember it, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So I think, not a chance.
Yeah.
Not even close. It won't be as much memory as
yeah.
the hippocampus, yeah.
I feel like this is so amazing. Because we can also talk about the fact that, you know, what are the keys to good memory?
Mm,
what okay. makes you remember stuff? Because I think yeah. that's very, very helpful. I know yeah. with our leader, he remembers even... we'll go to 1980. This was the date. We're like, what? This is good. You
yeah.
see what I'm saying? So yeah. I feel like that's actually a healthy mind that you can have as a person.
Yeah, I think so too.
So now... we're going to be just going and we're going to wrap up by just linking everything that we're talking about. So we're going to just be going through the events that took place in the 10th century. So I'll just highlight those that I think they're very, very important.
Okay.
So let's go. Remember, we were learning about Vikings the last time.
Yeah,
and I think actually, it was interesting.
Mm,
you know, I didn't feel confident speaking about them, but it was just nice finding yeah. stuff about them, you
yeah.
know, because people know a lot about them, but
yeah.
we don't know so much, you know, every
yeah,
detail. You see what I'm saying? So now, 9-11.
9-11.
So it says the King of France, Charles III, gives Normandy to Vikings. So Normandy, I hope I'm pronouncing again the word right.
Yeah.
In return for the Viking leader, Rollo. So that's what we learn about. And then we also learn that Rollo and his Vikings become Christians, 1912. Oh. And something that was amazing was Bulgarians overrun the lands of Prince Keslev in what today is Serbia. So just under Romanian. So that's where you find Serbia. But you know, what was interesting, I find this language Bulgarian.
Mm.
You know, the Bulgarian people,
yeah.
that's the language
yeah.
that they speak.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so different.
Is it?
And I feel like it's just one of the languages if they would ask. If AI would help me just speak that language, that would be cool. But I'm not in favor of the chip.
Bulgarian.
Yeah, Bulgarian. It's so amazing.
Yeah,
you see, so it's one of the Slavic languages. If I'm,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So, going on, I hope I didn't skip a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I also saw was 929 at Cordoba, Spain. So Abdur Rahman of the Umayyad dynasty elevates himself
yeah.
from an emir to caliph, putting himself in rivalry with the
mm-hmm.
Abbasid caliph of Baghdad, or at Baghdad, okay? So
yeah.
that's what we're looking at, and
yeah.
I think we're going to be looking at this Cordoba, because I believe today there's a university called Cordoba, but that time it looks like they built also a Cordoba library that was in Musa, help me Musa, you can't just keep quiet. Library that was in Europe. Yes,
I helped
that
you,
was
Europe.
In Europe, and I think that was I might be wrong, let me not
yeah.
give you this one. Okay, this was so interesting. I asked Musa, who created or invented playing cards? Women in a Chinese harem invented playing cuts. That's your answer.
Women.
Women.
Makes sense.
Interesting.
When
it's amazing, but most of the men, they play cards now. They gamble with cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it said in China, paper money invented there around 100 CE now dominates as the monetary unit. So that's sure. An economy term. That was 970.
Yeah.
So I think that was good. And then I saw something about Ghana.
Oh.
Where's Ghana in the map again?
It's in Africa.
I know, in Africa, but where? Western or Eastern? I think Western.
Yeah, I think Western. Yeah, just going up to the Northwest.
Yeah. Is it after Nigeria? Going towards or before?
I'm not sure, actually.
Okay, we're going to be giving more details about it. Okay, this is what it says. 990. Between Timbuktu. Remember, I was actually learning about this geology of the Bantu, you know, people.
Yeah.
And I just love, it also is that Bantu, you can hear that word that says Timbuktu. And I knew that's an African word. Timbuktu.
Yeah.
And Atlantic Coast. Authoritarian kings. Yeah, I need to pronounce that word. Authoritarian kings have enriched themselves by forcing tradesmen to give them a cut in the gold that has been passed through their territory from mines to their south on their way. Not one. So we can see already in Africa that there's actually mining of gold that's actually taking place at that time.
Yeah.
And then it says their kingdom is called Ghana. There we go. That's why I asked you about Ghana. And then
okay.
It says Ghana extends its empire by conquering the Berber-dominated town of Ouagadougou to the northwest of Ghana. And Ghana is now at the peak of its power. That was 990. So we can already see the civilization.
Yeah.
We can see kings that, you know, are in Africa. But I love, you know, this is interesting because Africa is considered as one of the monarchy of civilization.
Yeah.
That is actually based on Egypt, you know, how they invented stuff and they were civilized people or country compared to other countries. So, but now we always look at civilization as something that was on, like, on the north of Africa. Do you understand what I'm saying? But now you can actually see that it, at this time it doesn't just exist on the north, but it's just there in the west. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's very, very interesting. So, yeah, that was our research about the 10th century. You know, there's so much that you can learn about that. We see even some economic terms taking place.
Yeah.
So now we're going to love, because one of the things, and it was like in a different source, the whole emperor of called the guy called Taizu, and who ended the five dynasties and 10 kingdoms. So he ended all that, and then he reunited China. There was what used to be called Song North Kingdom. Hope I'm saying the right way. So the South and then the North. So he united China. And under him, obviously, that whole gunpowder thing was invented.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he is regarded as one of the legends. I just love how many things that were invented in China. You know, I wouldn't
lots,
have
yeah.
known that until
we
started doing this research and all that.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think in the same century, they started also, in fact, I saw, they started doing movable prints where they started printing books, printing stuff on papers and all that. So it's so amazing. Also, when you learn about typography, it also gives you a hint on how China used to do typography, stuff like that. So it's amazing what China used to do. And I just laugh because now I think one of my favorite people, it's the Mongolians. So they're going to be coming. And those are the people that weakened the kingdom of the kingdom of the song, a kingdom or dynasty.
Oh, the China, Mao Zedong's.
It's there. So remember, we're in the 10th century.
Yeah.
So the emperor, it's the Taizu guy.
Oh, Taizu.
Has reunited China, so the north and the south.
Yeah.
So his dynasty is called Song Dynasty.
Song Dynasty.
Yeah. And then what happened is that because of the stuff that he was doing, and then he started giving leadership to other people of his army. Instead of going with his army, other people were going, leading his army.
Yeah.
And that's how now his kingdom was weakened. And then it shows that later what happened is that the Mongolians.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, in the north, there was a guy called Shin.
Yeah.
So Shin was in rivalry with him.
Yeah.
So Shin, they took over the north. And now, with the whole thing, what happened is that his son joined together with the Mongolians to overcome the north, overcoming Shin. And what happened was that after that, they turned back on them. So when the Mongolians took over the north, now they turned back on the south. Yeah, so the Mongolians, it's very interesting because their kingdom actually stretched from China towards some parts of Europe. It actually grew. It was interesting. So there we go, and hope we bless you. It's so amazing to just look at these things.
Yeah,
and because we learn and we populate, if I can say that, our minds with very, very interesting things.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Not just be stuck in the society, not knowing where we come from. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I remember when I discovered that science is actually based on religion.
Mm.
You know, because if you look at how Greeks used to believe in their gods and stuff like that, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when the Rome, they came into place, they took over Greek, and they took all their technology, all their discoveries, all that they were doing. You see, so from there, you just start seeing this civilization just specific in science, in technology taking place. You see what I'm saying? So because people, what they do is like people now, they become atheists and all that, but they forget that even science itself was was based on a religion. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So now we're going to be reading a scripture for you. And it's very, 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 very interesting. And it's Exodus chapter 4.
Exodus 4.
Yeah. Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. And this is what Moses is saying. He says, it's the first time Moses meets God. Moses said to the Lord, "Pardon your servant. Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." The Lord said to him, "Who gave human beings their mouths?" So do I have to continue? Moses is called by God.
Yeah.
And then Moses obviously gives some other excuses and reasons and all that based on the lacking identity. He lacked identity, didn't know who he was. You see what I'm saying? And also missed his identity in the Lord. So God is sending him, because think about it, God is sending him to the most powerful man in the world. And we actually spoke about Egypt as the monarchy of civilization. And I believe it was at that time. And I regard the Bible as just one biggest accurate source about African people. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where do they come from and what their civilization was? You see what I'm saying? So here we are. Obviously, we're in South Africa, which means we're in the continent called Africa. And we're talking about the Bible, an event that took place in the Bible. You see what I'm saying? And Moses now is being sent to Africa. Because remember, Moses had to go approach Pharaoh. And Pharaoh is the powerful man in the whole world. How much of ability you gonna need?
You know? Yeah, actually.
How much of ability you gonna need to approach this man? Think about it.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How much more must you be persuasive with your words.
Yeah.
Be eloquent with your words. Do you understand what I'm saying? To actually speak to this person, because we have to paint the picture the way it was. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And God is sending this guy, and the man is like, you know, I'm not eloquent. I cannot do this, you know.
Yeah.
Try someone else. You see what I'm saying? And God actually just goes on, and God just opens up a new, I don't know if I can say a new way of seeing or a new opportunity or something that we have been missing. And God says, who gave human beings their mouth?
Yeah.
So now God, what I'm getting is that God is saying, I gave the ability to human beings to speak. Remember, we're speaking about the whole AI thing.
Yeah.
Does it give you abilities and all that? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But here, it's so clear in the Bible, and God says, I make people hear, I make people see, I make people walk, I make people, you know, speak. You see what I'm saying? So most of the times, I feel like, specific in our Christian world, when we speak about strongholds, a stronghold to me, it's like an absence of an ability. You see what I'm saying? You can't do it. You're stuck in porn. You're stuck in anger. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why? Because you don't have an ability of what? Of self-control. You see what I'm saying? You don't have an ability of what? Of commitment. Of commitment. Yes. To what? To righteousness. To righteous life. Yeah. There we go. I'm making sense. So now God is saying, either you're struggling with speaking proper, either you're struggling with having a right memory, healthy memory, either you're struggling with what? With, you know, being consistent, and God is saying, I give that ability.
Yeah.
So which means in God, we lack no ability. Because in God, we have the right source of abilities.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So maybe I'm like, you know, I cannot study. I've tried to study. I just don't have that ability.
Mm.
You know, I'm not someone who has that ability to just stay focused. But God is saying, I gave that to human beings.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Now it is.
What's your take?
Now it is. I actually take it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us like to complain to God as Moses did.
Mm.
Go to God if God sends us to do something we don't like.
Yeah.
Or something we believe we can't do.
Yeah.
We like to say, but I don't have this, but this and this. And yet what I'm seeing is God is basically saying, stop with the excuses and do what I'm telling you because I created you to be this way. You know what I'm saying?
You have it in me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I created you this way.
Yeah.
So that's my take on that is that because a lot of us like to complain, you know?
Yeah.
When God says, change this nation, you complain, this nation is not right. It's full of this, COVID, this, all these complaints, and God is like, okay, fine, change the nation.
Yeah,
I can't. What now? You have excuses. God is saying, I've given you everything you need, do it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I get. I love the story actually. This Bible verse, I love it so much.
It's so good and it's so inspiring to say, in God, you have any ability.
Yeah,
we see it. In fact, when God gives us these abilities, We normally call them miracles.
Yeah.
Because people couldn't walk. Jesus Christ made people walk.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So God has actually this thing.
Mm.
You see, when God sends you, it's because, in fact, I feel like if God is sending you, if God is sending me, then I am the most not lacking person because I have it all in the Lord.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So coming to the end, we're wrapping up, and I believe you enjoyed, and I believe this was the most incredible show.
Yeah.
You know, in different spheres, science, AI.
Just everything.
going to science, the brain, you know, the nervous system.
The spine.
Speaking about the efferent and afferent.
And food.
There we go. We spoke about food, ice cream. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Everything.
In fact, we're speaking about God giving everything. That means you lack nothing in God. And guess what? This show lacks nothing. We talk about everything.
Definitely.
You know, we also talk about Ronaldo, what he did on Saturday.
But guys, let's not go there. Let's not go there. Let's not go there, please.
So, there we go. And we believe that you enjoy the show. And right now, at this moment, we mentioned that Jesus Christ, gave people these abilities, and Jesus wants to give you an ability of life.
Yeah.
Very, very important. You know, I was looking at Matrix, the movie.
Yeah, Matrix, yeah.
And all along, that guy, Neo, he was sleeping. He didn't understand that he was controlled and all that.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's how we are without Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, we think we're in control, but we don't even see that we are controlled. You see what I'm saying? So with Jesus, you come to know the real life.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I believe you're going to be blessed if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior right now.
Mm.
It's your opportunity. Musa will be leading us into this prayer altar call.
Okay. So just repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That I can learn new things.
That I can learn new things.
Thank you. Thank you that I don't need the chip.
Thank you that I don't need the chip.
To remember things because you created me perfect.
To remember things because you created me perfect.
I give my life to you.
I give my life to you.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you for dying on the cross for me.
Thank you for dying on the cross
for me. And thank you that you rose again just for me.
Thank you that you rose again just for me.
Thank you for taking my punishment.
Thank you for taking my punishment.
I lift your name on high.
I lift your name on high.
I bow down to you.
I bow down to you.
And give my life to you.
And give my life to you.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
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 Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.